So you're scrolling through your phone and suddenly the cutest dog video ever appears. What are you doing? You're smiling. And even without realizing it, you've just been influenced. Yep, that dog just marketed to you better than half of the brands I see out there. And here's where it gets interesting. These same strategies that get people adopting dogs, buying snacks for dogs, and dressing dogs in those ridiculous looking raincoats also works on humans. Isn't that wild? So today, we're breaking down the marketing principles that are so universal, so timeless, so powerful that they work across any industry. Humans, dogs, tech, fitness studios, allied health, it doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, whether you're selling dog biscuits or dental implants, you're dealing with the same things: emotion, connection, and psychology. Welcome to The Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and recipient of Gold Stevie International Business Award, among many others. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to become impossible to ignore? Let's get started. Now, here's a universal marketing truth nobody likes to admit. We're all just slightly more sophisticated than golden retrievers. Think about it. We respond to rewards. We pay attention to what excites us, and we run away from things that look scary or confusing. We love feeling seen, valued, praised, and honestly, most of us will follow the person holding the snacks. Or is that just me? And that's why the foundations of great marketing just simply never change, regardless of your industry. Because people and dogs all move through the same psychological journey. What is this? Do I like it? Do I feel safe? Does it solve my problem? Should I commit? That's it. Same journey, different packaging. Now, here's something dog brands understand better than most human brands. Emotion wins every single time. Why do dog food commercials show slow motion dogs running through grass, tongues out, ears flapping? Why? Because it's not about the kibble, it's about the feeling. And that's the part businesses get wrong. They talk about the features, the logic, the specs. Meanwhile, dog brands are out there creating cinematic masterpieces about companionship, loyalty, and unconditional love. And if you are in a boring industry, listen closely. Emotion is your shortcut to memorability. Plumbers, relief, lawyers, safety, gyms, pride, accountants, peace of mind, dog groomers, transformation and confidence. Yes, dogs can have confidence too. So let's explore what makes you trustworthy. And if you have a dog nearby, ask them. Because dogs thrive on routine, right? What are they like? Same walk time, same feeding schedule, same tone of voice, same human coming home at 5 p.m.-ish. It builds trust. And guess what? Customers are the same. Humans are the same. And in marketing, consistency creates certainty. Your audience should always know what your brand looks like, what it sounds like, what you stand for, what experience they're going to get, and what problem you solve at every touch point. And if it feels different, your customer's brain just goes, something feels off. Alert, alert. Because consistency equals safety. Safety equals trust. And trust equals sales. So let's start by rewarding the behavior you want. And this is literally how we train dogs, right? Sit, get a treat. Stay, treat. Not eating the mailman, big treat. Same principle works in marketing. Humans respond to reinforcement too. You join the mailing list, discount. You visited 5 times, loyalty reward. You referred a friend, gift. You left a review, bonus entry. So remember this, reinforce the behaviours you want. And people like perfectly incentivized Labradors will repeat them. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing, or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. The key for multi-location brands is make your reward system easy and universal. So once you nail it, start thinking about this. Personality is the shortcut to customer attachment. People don't connect with businesses. They connect with tone, voice, quirks, attitude, playfulness, warmth. Why do dog brands continue to nail this? Because they don't overthink it. Meanwhile, human brands are out there writing like they've swallowed a corporate policy document. And if your marketing sounds like, we strive to deliver unparalleled customer-centric solutions, guess what? No one cares, not even the dog. So if you want emotional attachment, show your personality. Dog brands do it. Starbucks does it. Domino's does it. This isn't just a nice to have, it's a differentiator. Now let me move to what can make your brand even stronger. So, if you've ever seen a dog at a dog park at 7 a.m., you know this. Community builds belonging. Dog owners don't just buy the products, they join tribes. Brands that do this well do these things. They host events, they create spaces for digital or real ones. They celebrate their customers. They encourage user-generated content and make their audience feel like the insiders, that they're part of the team. It doesn't matter what industry you're in, your customers, they want to be part of something. From fitness studios to cafes, from vet clinics to SaaS platforms, shared identity with your customers is powerful. And now my final strategy that I want to share that will make everything spread faster, storytelling. Every dog adopted from a shelter has a story. Every brand that grows quickly also has a story. Humans and dogs both respond to narrative. It's how we make sense of this world. Your story might include things like why you started, what problem you were bothered enough to fix, what moment changed everything for you, how your customers' lives are improving. You get it right? Keep going. Keep thinking of that. Because good stories spread, great stories sell. And here's the simple truth. Whether you're marketing to humans, dog owners, or multi-location franchisees, the same strategy applies. Tap into emotion. Stay consistent. Reward behaviors. Build that community. Show your personality. And tell better stories. Because these principles, they're not new. They've worked for centuries, long before social media, AI, or even paid ads. Because psychology doesn't change. Only the platforms do. And at the end of the day, great marketing isn't about complexity. It's about understanding what makes people move, makes them want to interact, and applying it with intention, creativity, and consistency. Really does build trust and helps you build a brand that your customers are going to love, the way that dog owners love their dogs. And you want to know more, you know where we are, right here at the Marketing Factory. Give us a call, reach out, DM our page, take some action. So whether your customers walk on two legs or four, the right strategy works across every industry. See you next episode. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.